Would you just sort of start over from the story that you started?
Which story?
With the people being picked up and dropped off in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, well, yeah, like at Berry, it was that for a while. So, like, you'd get, like, harassed by a cop, you'd be annoyed, like, whatever. And anyhow, somehow, some groups of cops would get, like, frustrated with you, mostly because they think you're dealing and they can't catch you with anything. And they'd literally, they just take you, they'd not arrest you, they just cuff you, they put you in the car, then they'd drive you out to St. Jerome or out somewhere outside of the city, they'd uncuff you and they'd just let you out of the car. It's happened to me. Like, it's something that went on a lot when I was here, when I was on the streets. I don't know if it still goes on, but it was, like, really common. Like, you can go around and you can ask, like, it exists. I don't know, it's just, there's this attitude of the police in Montreal that criminalize just not having anything. You know, like, another good example is what I told you about shoplifting. You know, if you're caught shoplifting dressed as a punk in dirty clothing, dirty, smelly, you're gonna get stuck in prison, they're gonna hit you with the entire book. If you look like a student, you know, or you look like somebody who's actually affluent, they won't. They'll probably even just let you go with a warning. And it's insane how the most needy people get treated the worst. There's this attitude among police that they feel like, you know, you're not going to do anything about it. They can do whatever they want. I've been screamed at, rights, rights, you have no rights. You have to pay taxes to have rights. You know, like, shit like that. And, you know, you try to stand up for yourself, and all that'll ever do is get you into more shit.
So you're not human unless you pay taxes, essentially.
Yeah, well, pretty much. And, like, this is, like, not even, like, the cops who you normally would blame with this. Like, Groupe Eclipse, everybody knows they're corrupt as hell. Like, they're pieces of shit. These are normal cops. Like, these are people who otherwise would probably be pretty decent human beings, but I don't think they receive any training at all. I think there's the same attitude as, like, you know, Giuliani cops in New York, like, in 1989, when they were trying to, like, you know, gentrify Harlem. It's the same game. It's just not official here. You know, and, like, I don't know. I feel like until you train cops in sensitivity towards gender issues, which they can be total pieces of shit about, and any of the, you know, issues affecting youth on the streets and the reasons why, you won't get treated like a criminal because you're in a horrible situation. Also, never mind the fact that, like, as a homeless youth, it's harder to get into a rehab. It's harder to get into any government program because if you don't have a place, there's only the option of sac à dos, like, to get your checks to, but most of the time they won't even give you welfare if you don't have an address to send the welfare check to. No, 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 it's just, like, you can ask any single person, even if, you know, you did a social experiment where you walked on down the street and you get into a fight, like, this is, like, and you're dressed, like, I got attacked, like, bring me court papers, by this dude in a Mercedes, because I was skateboarding next to him, like, 2 years ago, and, like, he opened his door and I slammed it, but whatever, without even,
okay?
I'm fine, like, it's, whatever, so I defended myself, and I beat him up, and, like, I stood back after a while like this, and then a bunch of people on the street tackled me. I wasn't even asked my side of the story. I was just summarily arrested and put in prison and sat there for a day, and nobody actually cared what had happened to me. The only person who had a statement taken was the guy who supposedly got assaulted because he had a suit and he was old. And this is the constant pattern of, you know, police behavior. As, you know, you can tell them that they're not allowed to profile, but that's exactly what they do every time. It's human nature. So unless you're going to train them or you're going to actually hold a cop accountable for that, it's going to keep on going. And
So I don't know if you heard about it, but apparently there's one trans cop person now in Montreal as PVM. Do you think it will do more good or more damage? Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't think it will do anything. I think the fact that, like, they've held it up as so much of a big thing is endemic and indicative of the exact problem that we're trying to fix. You know, it shouldn't be that, oh my god, we have a trans officer. It should be, you know, we have officers of every single kind in our police force and we don't discriminate, period. It's a form of discrimination to hold up somebody as this jewel as well. You know, it's the same thing. Like, can you imagine, like, nobody accuses the cops here of poop washing, but like you can look at another issue, like the Israeli government's much better record of being good to trans people, and their own military and their cops are accused of pinkwashing all the time when they have a distinct record for 20 years of doing it correctly, and you don't hear the cops called out at that. Mind you, I didn't even hear about that, and I consume the news like pretty frequently, you know, as a student interested in politics. It's just, you know, like it would interest me like to see the difference in treatment if like people think, like, the difference in treatment I've experienced between being a student at university and getting into trouble, or being a student or being here and getting into trouble, or on the streets and getting into trouble, and it's completely ridiculously different. I accumulated $21,000 of tickets while I was homeless. There's this program, I forget what it's called, that helps get rid of tickets, but how many people can accumulate $21,000 in tickets? What's the point of giving a
home? In what span of time, just to give our listeners? Oh, wow.
Like, roughly, from when, roughly 2008 till 2011. I wasn't even here most of the time. Like, this was just stupid. Like, metro tickets for jumping the metro because you don't have any money. And that's to never mind the fact that as soon as you're a homeless person, it gives them the right to treat you however the fuck they want, because they know you have no voice. You know, and, you know, for all the effort made to do it, it's still, there is no voice for a homeless youth. The only way to get a voice is to come to somewhere like this and have somebody else speak for you, which is insane. And even if you assert your rights, they assume that you can't do anything about it and treat you like shit anyways. I haven't been in it in a long time.
You kind of touched upon it, but do you find that looking the way you do now improved or changed your relationship to
everything? The relationship to authority is all dependent on the clothing that you wear. It's like an image that you present. Like, I used to be a raver hippie. Like you looked at me and you knew, okay, that dude spends way too much time doing raves and doing psychedelics, and I was dirty and whatever, and you get treated like shit. My initial semester in university, I dressed like that, and I kept on getting into the same sort of trouble, and then I just said, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna start dressing a little bit more legitimately, and dressing, you know, not like an alternative look. And the difference is ridiculous. Like, you're not automatically a target. Just smoking weed on the street. Like, I walk down the street smoking weed all the time. When I would dress like that, if you see a cop, you have to put it out, because they're gonna come over, they're gonna harass you, they're probably gonna illegally search your shit, and then arrest you for whatever they can, because they're cleaning up whatever. Now, I can literally sit at station 21, smoke a joint on the stairs, which I've done, and nobody will say anything. Like, because you're a student, and they don't mind. I got caught shoplifting the other week, and so the cop was giving me all sorts of shit, and I'm like, I'm a student. Oh, you're a student, we're not gonna bother you, nothing's gonna happen, don't worry, we have faith in you. You know, you can make something of yourself, so we're not gonna ruin your life. And I'm like, what, so if I wasn't a student and if I was homeless, you'd ruin my life because it doesn't make a difference? If anything, it should be the opposite. You know, the people who can afford to actually pay back society for crimes, then yeah, sure. Never mind the fact that nowadays they have Metro has started locking their dumpsters and calling the cops on people who come and try to get food out of their dumpster. Like, the one in Snowden, up at Snowden Metro, I know people who've gotten tickets for going through the dumpster to try to eat. And, there's no rationale for any of this, other than that they're trying, like, the cops have taken it upon themselves to socially engineer, like, Montreal, with no, like, policy. Like, and this is, like, for me, this exists the most in the downtown core. It gets less in the plateau, and the further away you go, the less shit you'll get into. But downtown, you're dirt. Like, you really are. Never mind that, you know how Plaza's our metro, there's that thing there? So there's a group of Native people and homeless people who go to the church over there, who, in the winter, they hang out on that thing. And every morning on my way to school, there's always a cop there getting rid of them. And like, why would you chase somebody out of somewhere warm? They're not smoking, they're not bothering anybody, they're not even drinking, they're just sitting there because it's warm. And they kick them out and they make them go. And it's just, How can, like there's a warm space that nobody's using and you're going to throw out the one people who actually require it. And it's endemic, and like, yeah, sure, they don't look pretty, but they wouldn't exist, and there wouldn't be as much of an issue if people were treated better and like people. And it's, I don't know, it's a cultural issue. As soon as you don't have a house, you're not a person anymore.
Well, it's making poverty invisible, right? Also.
Well, yeah, there's that. Also, you can, the push of people down to the village. In 2008, McGill Park, and that park, where is it? It's like at Peel Metro, that like park, like just past St. Catherine, with the big statue in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the homeless person park.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slowly but surely, they pushed it down into the gay area.
Yeah.
Which just proves everything I've been trying to say about it. And the issue is that, yeah, sure, you can have queer cops, but as soon as they get enveloped in the cop culture, they just become cops first and queers next. And like, I don't know, I just think there's lack of education. They've criminalized being poor. And it's obvious everywhere, and I challenge anybody who doesn't believe me to go dress like a punk and sit in front of a store somewhere on St. Catherine Street and see how long it takes till you get kicked away. Or go to a cafe and buy a coffee, you know, with a big backpack on your back and see how long they let you sit there. As a student, I can literally go and not even buy a coffee at any second cut, sit with my laptop and spend all day there. That's a homeless person in the last 10 minutes, if you're lucky.
That would be a really interesting experiment to do for people, just dressing differently and doing the exact same activity.
Do the exact same thing, like literally, like, even if it's not illegal things, go try to play hacky sack as a homeless person at Berry Park and see how fast it takes them to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for sharing. And is there anything else you would like to add?
Not really.
No.
I think everybody should just talk. Like, don't give them money. Talk to them. Like, I understand why you wouldn't give money to somebody.
Or don't just give money.
Don't just give money. Give
them,
say a word.
That's
like, there's a dehumanization that goes on where you'll give somebody $20, but you won't spend 5 minutes talking to them to listen.
What's dehumanization?
Dehumanization.
Oh, dehumanization, yeah.
You know, like, and it's not anybody's fault, really. It's just, the more you push somebody and you make them believe that they're not a part of the society, the more the problem's gonna get worse. You know, you can't expect people to want to reintegrate into a society that treats them like dirt.
Mm-hmm. Ironic thing, though, is that they're the part of the real society. Right? And
yeah.
Thinking that they're not is having a pretty weird illusion about what society we're actually living in.
Yeah, and it's also, it takes, like, if you're gonna, like, you ask why there's this increased, like, anger and frustration and the fact that, you know, they're very hostile. Like, I was extremely hostile, you know, when I was on the streets. But you're hostile because everybody's hostile to you, and this hostility is bred by the way, you know, we're educated to view people. And it's just ridiculous. I don't really have anything else to say about it. Like, I can't posit solutions. There are smarter people than me who probably could, but, you know, not for itself.
Thanks for talking to us, eh?